This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American Providence is careening off the rails as it is diverted by a spineless tax money pit salesman from California known as Adam Schiff.
You might think it's okay that the president is reported to have helped dictate that lie. You might think that's okay. I don't.
As the Washington Times reported, Representative Adam Schiff wants a defense policy bill to include language blocking Congress from oversight of the military and National Guard in some cases of domestic deployment. The exemption from congressional oversight is narrowly focused on the domestic deployment of troops, but Mr. Schiff's free pass for the Pentagon could impact a range of oversight from border security to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
The U.S. military is not allowed to be involved in any way, even in the most minor way, involved in domestic politics. So this suggests the U.S. military under Joe Biden is involved in domestic politics.
Well, we also know, Tucker, from reporting by Newsweek, that said that military assets were involved in January 6th, even leading up to the events of January 6th. What was the military doing? And we know that the military was fully hostile to Donald Trump. His own military leaders, including Mark Milley, were completely hostile to the president at that point.
Ray Epps, not Jacob Chansley or Joe Biggs, should be the poster boy for the supposed insurrection on January 6th. As Revolver News reported, Ray Epps has turned out to be perhaps the only person nailed dead to rights confessing on camera to plotting a pre-planned attack on the Capitol. On both January 5th and January 6th, Epps announced multiple times at multiple locations his upcoming plot to breach the U.S. Capitol.
We need to go into the Capitol! Into the Capitol!
He then spent hours attempting to recruit hundreds of others to join him. On top of it all, Epps was seen leading key people and managing key aspects of the initial breach of the Capitol grounds himself.
Noted.
Okay, but one more thing.
Yes, yeah, so should we go up there? No?
When we go in.
Are we going to get arrested if we go up there?
Yeah. You don't need to get shot.
Should you arrest us all?
During the fog of war of the events following January 6th, Ray Epps and the actors surrounding him were hunted by the FBI and the New York Times. Now Epps isn't even mentioned during Schiff's January 6th committee hearings, and now the New York Times has painted Epps as a victim of conspiracy theory, creating its own conspiracy theory.
The piece describes Ray Epps as a disappointed Trump supporter. Well, here's the only thing. Ray Epps, as far as we know, did not go to the speech. Here is the alleged Trump supporter, Ray Epps, who traveled all the way from Arizona to Washington, D.C., and doesn't even attend the speech.
Meanwhile, 69-year-old grandmother Pam Hemphill from Idaho, who suffers from breast cancer and has no criminal history, just began her 60-day sentence.
Mom, what do you have to say to the American people as your last words before you go in?
Keep your faith that no matter what's going on in your life, God's with us no matter what's happening to us. Do what's right and help make this country better again.
Your government wants you to know it hates you as they cover up further evidence. According to The Intercept, the Secret Service erased text messages from January 5th and January 6th, 2021, though the Secret Service maintains that the text messages were lost as a result of a device replacement program. The letter to The Intercept says the erasure took place shortly after oversight officials requested the agency's electronic communications. The United States wasn't forged by bug-eyed corporate prostitutes. The revolutionary fortitude of the invigorating human spirit imbued in the Declaration of Independence are alien concepts to those who would twist the very character of our nation to fulfill the half-baked whims of their foreign globalist masters and their dwindling party. John Bound reporting.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Sunday Live is 6 a.m. host of Owen Troyer, only 6 minutes of ad breaks an hour. Only for our local radio and TV stations. We cut all our network ads during that. The plan is down the road to do that with all the shows. We're still on over 400 radio affiliates now. A lot of these stations picking us up. And that's the format that they're basically based on. We're breaking the biggest news in our history here. I'll give an example of this. I never tell Owen Troyer what to cover or what to talk about. I just saw him during the break. He's getting ready in his office. I cornered him. And I said, this is the biggest news ever. Now you got a guest in. It's going to be great. I want you to hammer this. And he says, absolutely, we're already on it. So I hire people because I know they're smart, and I love them, and they got great instincts, and I just turn them loose. But for me to go corner one of our hosts and say, you will cover this, shows you how big this is. He's like, yeah, we're already on it. There's a lot of pieces to this. They were already, after Trump got into office, they left stay-behind networks or the bureaucracy and the deep state to not follow what Trump said and undermine things. And we showed you the legislation, how they did it. I got memos to Trump, warned him. It's why they went crazy in 2017, came after me because I was talking to Trump on a routine basis. He had good people around him. We were getting, I had law firms writing him breakdowns of how Obama kept people behind, how they stayed in the government. They indicted Flynn trying to stop it. So as an American citizen, I was doing everything I could, having a connection to the POTUS, to do that. And I don't bring that up to insert myself in the story. I'm just saying we knew this was there. So this was going on. And then that group stayed in power. Trump got some of his people in, but the last few months, almost everybody resigned under threats or looking for new jobs. Even if they were, quote, conservative, most of them were opportunists looking for the next job. That's how the average person works. And so by the last month of Trump's administration, he was down like 4 or 5 aides. And the few lawyers and people that were there were globalist, other than like Rudolph Giuliani and Flynn coming there and a few others. And so they maneuvered January 6th. They had the military stand down that Trump asked for. They staged that hoping it would be much worse. And so now since then, right when Biden got in through fraud in late January, I took a break. Right after the inauguration, I said, I'm going to take my family skiing in Utah at Park City. I did shows there live. And we covered the press conferences with Jen Psaki and the rest of them saying, we're going to wage war against domestic extremists. They're the number one threat. And there's going to be a big civil war with Trump supporters. And I said, wow, that's incredible. And then they started putting out in June of the next year that the main threat's white people and conservatives and gun owners. There's going to be a civil war. You see it everywhere. You don't need me to remind you of it. I'm like, wow, they're really planning this. They know they stole the election. They're going to try something before the midterms. And that was a year and a half ago. Now we're 114 days out. And then Congress starts going, hey, Milley told CNN he took control of the government last month and ignored Trump and told the military not to follow the president's orders. And so Senator Grassley's talking about it. Others are talking about it. And then Adam Schiff in the omnibus spending bill that we covered last hour, I'll give you the number, 5 days ago, it's no coverage till Friday. I don't even know about it. I finally look at the bill, H.R. 4350, and it says the president is in command of the military domestically. They got to declare war or declare a military operation overseas through Congress. But domestically, that's even harder to do. That happens as Abraham Lincoln against the American people. Sure, a tornado, a hurricane, a flood, a whatever. But not those are specific missions that the president can do, but not outside of Congress and the funding. That's already funded for emergencies. So this is officially them hiding in plain view of the dictatorship, turning Biden into a dictator, and saying he's in command of the military for domestic operations. I saw that Friday. I read the article, said this is terrible. It's going to be pointed to the American people. But I got busy because I was literally trying to raise funds for 8 hours Friday. I was on air 3 hours for 8 hours. I was just trying to keep my voice in the air. They distracted me with all this stuff. I finally looked at the bill, and I have never been so blown away. So now we move into the most important point. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? Because believe me, tomorrow's weekday show, I'm hosting the fourth hour. Salente's a great guy. We're pushing him. I'm doing the whole 4 hours. We're going to be taking calls from police and military. We're going to make this the central issue because we knew this was being prepared by Clinton and Obama and others. We know even under Reagan, without his knowledge, George Herbert Walker Bush had Rex 84 in a plan for this. Back then, that was a huge scandal. But because it was right-wingers, the left thought, it was a top story and it got killed. It wasn't really right-wingers. It was a leftist, globalist, WEF, Bilderberg coup through Herbert Walker Bush. But we've got to expose this. We've got to make this the big issue. We've got to break our backs and break our necks getting this out. I mean, when I get off air today, I'm calling Joe Rogan. And I'm telling him, because I never tell him about politics or try to make him do stuff because he's pig-headed. I've been known him 25 years. But I'm going to tell him, this is make it or break it. You're going to look at these documents and you're going to respond to this. And I'm going to call Tucker Carlson. And I'm going to call members of Congress. I got their numbers. I'm going to be up till midnight. You better bet your bottom shilling, your bottom kroner, your bottom dollar, your bottom ruble. You better bet your ass that I know this is it. There's intellectually, I know it is. Historically, I know it is. But spiritually, I'm like a flamethrower right now. I mean, this is it. We have the history. We have the legislation. We have the fact that it's already in place. They're trying to retroactively legalize it. And then we have the question, how do we stop it? And the backdrop of martial law and collapse and open borders and currency devaluation. I'm just blown away that we are on air despite all their efforts, thanks to you, in the year 2022 on July 17th, covering this despite everything the enemies of humanity have done. And I got to salute you because I want to stay in the fight. I am not the toughest guy around. I've had my leg... When I was a young man, somebody started a fight, they got a fight. But I've had my ass kicked, but unfortunately, most of the time, it wasn't the other way around. They got hurt real bad, and I'm not proud of that, but I'm like a pit bull. Once I get in a fight, man, I'm not thinking about how I'm getting bit or I'm getting attacked. I want to win. I want to stop them. I'm biting. I'm snapping. I'm grabbing. I'm giving it everything I got with my big pit bull jaws. I just want to thank you for keeping us in the fight. What a success. That as bad as things are, we're still in the fight in the year 2022. Thank you so much, listeners. Thank you so much, viewers, because that's all I want to do is stay in this fight. But you are literally my heart and my mind and my blood and my bones and my muscles and my guts. You are literally keeping me at point blank range attacking these people. And that's where I want to be, because let me give you the good news. I've calculated every possible outcome of this. And in about 90% of the outcomes, we win. And those are all probable. But it's going to be hell on the way. Just like Churchill told people to start World War II. He said, listen, I ain't here to tell you this is going to be easy, but we're not rolling over and we're going to win. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, folks. And we've already set up operations against them. We've already exposed them so bad. All our past work is like money in the bank. It's already, we fucked you. But I want to keep on winning. And I think and I know my best work is about to be done. So I'm asking you now to pray to God for a global awakening. And I'm asking you now to use your will against these people and to peacefully speak out against them and to have this information go everywhere. They know they've already lost. They want to blow stuff up before they leave. How do we stop them? How do we expose this? And it's already happening. This is toe-to-toe with Satan. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Covering all this in great detail. I didn't want to cancel Alex Stein because he's a friend of mine. He's a smart guy. He's a patriot. And he's also done a lot of great satire and comedy to expose the globalists. He was coming on today to talk about his big exploits with AOC and everything that's got 20, 30 million views last time I checked. I mean, everything he's doing is just on fire right now. He's breaking through the matrix. He's having a huge effect. But he's also a serious person. His mother got killed by the COVID medical tyranny. And the rest of it. And before he leaves us, we'll get to some of the latest clips and the rest of it. But I want the serious Alex Stein with us, who he's been on the show with us before, being serious, to just give your response to the attempt at martial law, introduces legislation in the omnibus spending bill right now, saying the president's a dictator, to use the military against right-wing extremists. I mean, this is incredible that this happened 5-6 days ago. I didn't learn about it until Friday. Didn't read the bill till today. I mean, we are living in incredibly dangerous times, Alex Stein.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, the National Defense Authorization Act, I mean, it gives the military way too much power. And as a matter of fact, you have guys like Dan Crenshaw, who we know is a globalist, creating a recent Twitter thread defending it, saying that it doesn't actually kick out service members for not having the vaccine. But what it does is it creates a uniformity. It creates a, you know, rules for how to kick them out. So you and I both know that these politicians are as crooked as a dog's hind leg. So when they authorize something like this, it's very similar to the Patriot Act. And we, you and I probably will not feel it for the next 1 or 2 years. But 10 years down the road, it's going to take away all the power from the people. And this is actually a big nightmare, in my opinion, Alex.
Well, I hear you, but I don't know if this is going to be 10 years from now. We're 114 days off the midterms. And, I mean, even members of Congress say this makes the military a dictatorship under the president. What do you think is about to unfold?
Well, no, you're 100% right. I mean, it can't happen faster. But I'm hoping and praying that we get some sort of Republican president in there in 2 years and that this doesn't, you know, become the standard operating procedure where the military can dictate, you know, our freedom. But listen, you and I both know that you can't worry about the things you can't control. I've lost my mother. I've had, you know, a terrible time with all the COVID protocols over the last few years. It's actually ruined my life. So my point being is that we've already run by NGOs. We're already run by multinational corporations. So what the people need to do
is
totally
agree. We're already under the globalist dictatorship and just trying to make it formal now.
Yeah, 100%. But my point being is obviously we have to stand up and fight back. There's no question about it. But by letting them control our lives, control our happiness, that's what they want. They want us to live in fear. So when we have something like this and it pops up and it gets passed, we cannot immediately just go into fight or flight mode. That's exactly what they want.
But
we have
I agree with you, but I want to get people upset. There's a paradox. You don't want to get too upset about it, but you want to get upset about it and stop it from being mainlined.
No, 100%. But I mean, how are we going to fight back? We got to get voted in. I mean, it's a long process. We got to have Marjorie Taylor Greens. We got to have a few politicians that actually have our back. But the problem is globalists have been running this country for a long time. 9/11 was not, I mean, nearly it was 20 years ago, but the effects of it we're still feeling today. So we can't even go back and fix that, Alex. So my point being is that we're seeing this just right in front of our face. What they want to do is they want to control us. The government is a people control mechanism. So we have to take back the control by being civilly disobedient. That's the only way.
I totally agree that they're doing this because they're weak. They're not strong. The military can't win a war against the American people. Couldn't win a war against the Vietnamese. But we have to admit they're at least trying it. I see this, I agree with you, as a major sign of weakness. Let's talk about you being positive, being funny, and going super viral. They really don't like being laughed at.
No, they really don't. They take themselves so serious. And you look at AOC, you know, obviously I sexualized her on purpose. That was my plan. I talked about it on your show. I talked about it on multiple shows, saying that they always want to play the victim. They say, AOC says, oh, everybody wants to date her. Well, listen, I'm going to give you concrete evidence of somebody sexualizing you and wanting to date you. And what did she do? She freaked out. When I called Dan Crenshaw, I, Patrick McCain, he freaked out because these politicians, they cannot stand to be mocked. When they go to their local fundraising events, all they do is get their derriere kissed. So as soon as we get in their face and we make them uncomfortable, just like AOC tweeted we should do, it makes them melt down. Because all of these people are cowards. They're all bought and sold by corporations that don't care about us. They don't have the ability
to. They say go to Supreme Court people's houses and threaten them. They say confront people at grocery stores and gas stations. And all you say is, man, you're gorgeous, baby. And she tries to get in a fist fight with you. Let's go ahead and play a clip of AOC. Here it is.
Hey, thanks for videotaping.
AOC, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She went to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina.
Watch your little selfie.
I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Ooh, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
And then tell us what happened. I mean, I saw it, but she went out and claimed she was attacked, threatened, whatever.
Oh, yeah, she was sexually harassed. So at first she didn't know who I was. She sent a staffer down to come take a picture, and she tweeted my picture, and in the picture I'm smiling. I hand the staffer a business card. I said, I'm Alex Stein. I'm a Blaze TV contributor. This is kind of what I do. Then once I handed them a business card, the staffer, and they took a picture, that's when all hell broke loose. She was supposed to go in and vote for a bill. You see, she's wearing her mask right there. She immediately took off her mask. She's up there on the steps of the Capitol, the very top, coming in a reverse selfie mode. She makes about 10 Instagram posts, literally, Alex. She makes, about 10 posts talking about it, saying she's a victim, because that's what they want us to be, Alex. They want you and I to be a victim. That's their mentality. It's the, you know, victim.
Well, it's like when she went and fake cried at the empty immigrant center.
Of course. And listen, AOC, you can look at her documentary. She was casted to be in that role. She literally was. I mean, they basically were looking for people in her district that they thought would be able to win, and she was casted. She is very pretty. I'll be honest. I didn't think she was pretty. Her politics are absolutely garbage. But when you look at her in person, she's very petite. She's in great shape. I mean, listen, I love women. I would say she's an attractive woman. But that's neither here nor there.
You're allowed to say that. I mean, drag queen convicted pedophiles come to schools and have three-year-olds sit in their laps and five-year-olds. You just tell a woman she's good-looking, and it's rape.
But, Alex, this is the whole point, is obviously they defend the sexualization of our children, but I triggered her in such a manner that she went in and voted for 3 hours, and when she came out, the only thing she would talk about was the Capitol Police. And then she went and proceeded to throw the Capitol Police under the bus by saying that the Capitol Police let in the insurrectionists on January 6th. Now, if there's not good attorneys out there using that in their court cases right now to show that nobody on January 6th got into the Capitol without being let in. Nobody had a key. I don't care if 1,000 people ran up to a locked door. They would have never gotten in. And there's clear evidence of even when the windows that they busted out, they couldn't get through the windows.
So she blames the police who were ordered to stand down and open the door. She blames them and not her bosses that made the order.
Well, 100%, but that's a big, you know, that's going to expose a lot of people. And then on top of that, when I did this, I did it in front of her fiancé. So that just shows you that her fiancé is a beta male. We know who wears the thong in the relationship. It's AOC, she's the boss, and he's a little wimp. And so she was just humiliated. And that's what they do to us every day. They mock us, they humiliate us. So we need to give it back to them in a way that's civilly disobedient. Now, I don't want to break the law. I don't want to cross the line. I don't want to actually physically ever hurt anybody. But if we hurt some feelings along the way, then good, then I did my job. Because at the end of the freaking day, they want to control us. We have to take back the control. We outnumber every single military serviceman. We outnumber every single politician. And it starts with us. It starts with us being civilly disobedient in a way where we take back the control, Alex.
Alex Stein, stay right there. We got so many videos to play when we come back. And I agree with you. We're already under martial law. Now they're normalizing it. What will be their trigger for it? This is a big deal. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Several years ago,
I approach one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this Made in America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The top videos on the internet, Alex Stein confronting AOC and others. The clips are all coming up.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They're desperate. They know we're waking up. They don't know what to do. But here's AOC blaming the Capitol Police who took orders to open the Capitol up. Alex Stein got it on video.
These insurrectionists.
Like Antifa?
That there were actual officers working with this, and we never got to the bottom of that, and we never got any answers about that, and then to this day we're just supposed to pretend that that never happened?
Without
I have no idea what happened to the people on the inside who were very clearly sympathetic with what was going on and opening the doors wide open for that. And I'm supposed to sit here and pretend like none of that ever happened, and then right afterwards you have a massive, you know, you just have this idea that throwing money at that problem is going to make it go away without any
buildings.
Accountability. And so this is where these things are breaking down. We're not safe. And it's not just about members of Congress not being safe. The
Black
food staff
matter.
Workers aren't safe. The Black janitors aren't safe. Like, we need to get to the bottom of this. So that's all I got to say.
What about
this is the woman that claimed she feared rape in the Capitol. She wasn't even there that day. She was down the street at her office building. This is a woman. I have the clip. It says cauliflower's racist because it's white. Cauliflower's from Africa, folks. Alex Stein, these people, the wheels are coming off. I agree they're weak, they're stupid. We're waking up. They're trying to declare martial law. They can't even implement it. What do you expect them to do next?
Well, you know, when you look at the expose of Hunter Biden, we see him smoking the crack. I think it's very obvious that there's going to be some sort of humiliation ritual very soon with President Joe Biden, and he's going to have to step down. And that's, you know, just me speculating. That's pure speculation.
No, I agree. You got Gavin Newsom at the White House, so I think they might assassinate.
Alex, the day Joe Biden goes to Israel, Gavin Newsom comes and takes a tour of the White House. I mean, that's not done on accident. That gets basically no mainstream press. That should be a huge story, is just the fact that he's basically coming there to usurp Joe Biden, and it just gets swept under the rug.
And the Democrats want to give dictatorial power to the president to engage in domestic operations against, quote, right-wingers. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, people thought it was bad. They wanted to go after people at PTA meetings and school board meetings with the FBI. This is, they want to use the military against the American people. I mean, I agree. They've been doing it a long time. My point is they're trying to put it into legislation now.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, I hate to sit here. I can't argue with you on that. It just looks like now it's when you give a mouse a cookie, you got to give him milk. They're just going to continue to take and take and take until we absolutely have nothing left. And that's one thing I want to say for the videos that I got recently of AOC in Washington, D.C. Anybody can go to the Capitol. Now, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize how accessible these politicians are. And now I'm going to make that a regular journey. I'm going to go to D.C. probably once, and when they're in session. They're not in session very much in August, but I'm going the first week of September. I'm going to continue to go up there and get in their face and tell them and expose them for what's going on. So for me, when you ask me, what do we do? Well, I'm going to go fight front lines, front and center in the culture war by calling them out. Now, what can other people do? Well, they cannot just stand by and just let these people take away our power. I think we have to go speak at these school board meetings, speak at these local levels, so that we get the word out there that these people are literally trying to take away all of our freedom. And it's just so easy. Look, that's Jamal Bowman. He's a member of the squad. In this video, I call him. I ask him, does he think Hunter Biden has good taste in prostitutes? My point being, he knew exactly what I'm talking about. The Democratic Party is going to throw Joe Biden under the bus very soon. They're going to put in Kamala Harris, who's even a bigger puppet than Joe Biden. And things are going to get very, very squirrely very soon. So you're very right about that, Alex. You know, the horizon's not looking too pretty.
Well, we just want the folks to get ready for it, but we're definitely winning. Let's just go ahead and play 1 through 6. Let's play all these clips. We got the clip of AOC coming out and saying she was sexually harassed by you for giving her a compliment. Here it is.
Adam, why are you such a traitor, Adam? Why are you such a traitor? You know January 6th wasn't bad. You're a scumbag, Adam. You're the worst. Kinzinger, you're a douche. Kinzinger, you're a fake rhino Republican, Kinzinger. Look at this douche, Adam Kinzinger. He sucks. Hey, Jamal, do you like Hunter's taste in prostitutes? Do you think does Hunter Biden have good taste in prostitutes? Does he? Has he got good taste?
Hey, thanks for videotaping.
AOC, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She went to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina. I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Ooh, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale. I'm with the actually best politician in D.C., in the swamp, MTG, the queen,
beautiful, smart, the best. We need more people like her. Thank you so much, Margaret.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, I'm just such a fanboy.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big, juicy booty.
Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina. I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Ooh, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with the itty bitty waist and the rose, you know that butt was tough. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys try to warn me, but you got me.
Makes me so horny.
Ooh, I'm the smooth skin, say you wanna get in my bed? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
So she goes around shaking her ass everywhere. You make a joke about it. They act like you're a rapist. It shows how weak they are.
Yeah. I mean, it's an absolute joke. And these are the people that are in power. I mean, they want to act like they're so self-righteous and so important. But really, they're just like you and me. A lot of them have even worse problems than you and I have. So for me, seeing how thin their skin is, it really just shows you. You look at Adam Kinzinger, at least he was a little professional. He put his head down when I was mocking him. But AOC, she had to get a reaction, and I set the trap for her, and she fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And more people, more of us need to go out there and do this, because what it did is it set up a domino effect of her having to admit that the Capitol Police let the rioters in on January 6th.
So she's blaming the police that were ordered to stand down. This is the rats leaving the sinking ship.
100%. And we know on January 6th that all those people were the biggest patriots, but now they're being labeled domestic terrorists. Those people cared about our country more than anybody, because everybody knows 81 million votes is impossible, that Joe Biden got that, more popular than Barack Obama, the most popular president in the history of the world. Yeah, right. So every single person that was willing to stand up and do something for our country now gets thrown into a literal gulag. So we do not have a fair system. We have a system that's rigged against the people. And now AOC, it's like the emperor has no clothes. We're kind of showing you, yeah, I'm trying to be the little kid to point that emperor is naked. And it's not easy, but more people need to do it, because they're all accessible. These politicians are a lot more accessible than I even thought. And I'm going to continue to go to D.C. I'm going to make it my second home, Alex. And I'm going to go call these people out, because people are like, oh, you get clicks and likes on the internet. Well, that's great. But when I get and I evoke an emotional response from these politicians, that's the best thing possible. And with AOC, Dan Crenshaw, I've done it to multiple popular politicians. You know, the sky is the limit, in my opinion, Alex.
I agree. And I go back to what I said earlier. AOC loves drag queen story time, fat men dressed up like clowns shaking their ass in front of kids. You just say that to her, and it's the end of the world. These people have no legs to stand on. Alex Stein, I want to come back and talk big picture with you. The midterms, Trump running, DeSantis. As a serious, you know, guy, you do a lot of funny comic stuff, but you're also a smart guy. What is your take on the state of America and so much more? But I just want to say congratulations, how you plugged into the zeitgeist. We're just honored to have been having you on since the start of it. And you've been a great encouragement to others to do what you're doing, masterful trolling.
Well, I really appreciate it, Alex. You're an inspiration to me. I wouldn't be where I'm at here. I wouldn't be able to speak freely, because a lot of people say, oh, you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. You're an Alex Jones wannabe. And I take that as a compliment. I want to be just like you, Alex. And you know, what you've built is incredible. What they're trying to take away from you is a disgrace. So, you know, it's an honor and a privilege.
I'm an Alex Stein wannabe. What you're doing is just beautiful work. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Alex Stein's our guest.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular cellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Times must I tell you? Do you finally understand, like Eric Clapton says?
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I got to cross?
How many times? Sound is absolutely right. We can't let them break us down. We can't let them get us depressed. We got to fight back. At the same time, we've got to recognize how serious the situation is. Biden was put in so you wouldn't take him serious. That he'd take the lane, be a joke while they put the martial law and the global collapse in place. And tomorrow at 11 a.m. when I kick off my weekday show, I didn't get to a lot of this. Let me get into this and more. It is the COVID takeover. It is the collapse of the world economy by design. It is the end of the borders. It is open pushing World War III. But at the same time, we've got to continue to be confident and move forward against these people. There is a global awakening. That's why they're pushing the tyranny and the insanity and put this cannon fodder like AOC out in front of everybody. Alex Stein, people can find your viral work at Conspiracy Castle on band.video, on Twitter at AlexStein99, Instagram AlexStein. In the time we have left here, I could ask a lot of questions, but what else is on, as I say, your radar screen?
Well, right now, you kind of asked me what I see for the future. Well, people like Mayra Flores gives me a lot of hope for the midterms. I think people, you know, are going to start to wake up, and there will be some sort of red wave. But at the same time, I have people like Mehmet Oz that gives me, you know, a lot of worry. So I think it's just very obvious that no politician is actually going to be able to solve this problem. It's going to be an internal problem. And I remember one of the hardest times of my life when I was a young kid, and I said this earlier, when my parents went through a divorce, and you know, the only thing that they could say that would help me is you can't worry about the things you can't control. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't worry, but that means you got to take control of the things that you can control and get your life in order and get prepared, because what's going to happen is there is going to be some sort of World War III. You look at the conflict in Russia and Ukraine. There's no doubt in my mind, with the nearly $100 billion that we've invested in that it's going to, you know, it's going to come to a head, and we're going to have to actually get involved. So there's going to be young Americans that are probably going to have to die over a proxy war that doesn't benefit the American people. So I see that on the horizon. And then what I see, and I hope, is that it'll expose the Biden crime family, and it'll show the illegal business dealings that Hunter was doing with China and the Ukraine. And that might
not agree, but it's all been shown, and the FBI's controlled, so nothing's done. It's Chinese controlling them, the Russians, hookers, pedophilia. I mean, it's insane.
Yes, but in the humiliation ritual, when they have to take them out, they might have to accidentally expose them, because these people really aren't that smart. They're not that talented. They make mistakes, and the cover-up is always worse than the crime. So them trying to cover up for the Biden crime family, I believe, will be a mass awakening. And then you look at the sudden adult death syndrome. Now with the vaccines going to children, there's going to be a high increase in SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Now, it doesn't take a genius to realize, why are young children dying? They're going to be people that
are coffin makers across the world ordering the record number of coffins for babies.
That's exactly right. This is going to wake people up, Alex. It's not going to happen easy, because there's no amount of evidence that can convince an idiot. But people will get personally affected by this, and they will have no choice but to realize and spread the information that you and I talk about all the time. You look at Jamie Raskin. His daughter died of adult death syndrome at 21 years old in her sleep. Now, obviously, he's a left-leaning politician. I mean, he's a lefty politician that is, you know, running basically the January 6th committee. But how many people can actually have their young 20-year-old, 22-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old daughter die, or son, and still support this party?
But I think he's so sold out and so soulless and given over to grand illusion, he'll go along with it. He is.
Well, he will, but my point being is other people will not. You're going to have people that like him, but they're not going to be okay with their 9-year-old son dying. There's going to be a lot of people not okay with their 11-year-old daughter dying in their sleep, and they're going to wake up and they're going to see. Now, everything, even the people on the left now realize the mask was bullcrap. I mean, if a pair of Levi's can't stop a fart, how is a mask going to stop a deadly virus? People are realizing that a mask was literally COVID theater. It's the MAGA hat for the left, and the people that I saw, you know, a few people on the planes wearing them, they're coming to realize that it's all a control method. The people that are vaccinated, now they're on their fourth, their fifth booster. Their hair is going to start falling out. They're going to all start getting myocarditis. This will come to a head, Alex, and it will overwhelm them with information that they can't ignore the elephant in the room. So I have hope, but sadly, that hope is going to be mixed with a lot of despair, a lot of young
children. No, you're right. You're right. It's going to get so bad they're going to have to wake up. But you're absolutely right. Historically, evils like cancer just takes over. It doesn't even have a brain. We look at it and go, well, it must be in charge. Is taking over. No, it doesn't know what it's doing. It's out of control. It's really us that have allowed it to do this. You're right. We need to look at ourselves and say no to this.
Yeah, well, it's the hive mind mentality, and people have that monkey see, monkey do, and they feel like they have to get vaccinated for work. But people are going to lose their jobs. I mean, I'm worried about the upcoming energy crisis. You're in Texas. I'm in Texas. You know, it's 108 degrees, and all of the you know, energy companies are saying that they want us to turn down the energy from 2 to 6 p.m. And the left, all the left-wing media are cheering for the grid to fail, Alex. They're cheering for, literally, if you look on Twitter, you look in the, you know, on the Internet, they want the grid to fail so they can be na-na-na-boo-boo. But that means elderly people are going to die. That means young babies are not going to have energy. They're going to die. Bad things are going to happen, and that's on the horizon. So you guys need to be prepared with generators.
I was in two restaurants at business meetings last week, and both times the power went out in one for an hour and the next for 10 minutes, and they said it would happen. It was all by design. You're absolutely right. What do you think, in closing, of Trump versus DeSantis? Who do you like better? Who would you like to see run for president?
Well, if I'm selfish, I would actually like it to be Trump again, and then we set up DeSantis to run and, you know, 2028, and then he does 8 years. If I'm being selfish, but at the same time, you know, Trump has so much baggage. I love Trump. But this time, you know, you're never going to be great your first time of doing anything. When you first started out as a broadcaster, you know, you get better with time. So I believe his second presidency, he would do a lot better. So I would give him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of the mistakes that we're complaining about, not pardoning Julian Assange, not helping the January 6th people, well, if he got back in the White House, I think he would be forced to help out all the
people. There's no doubt they're scared of him, too. They do not want Trump.
Oh, my gosh. Alex, they're so scared of Trump. That's their nightmare. He is the big, bad boogeyman. So if it pisses them off, I'm all for Trump. And I'm the same with DeSantis. I would like DeSantis, too. But you know what I'm saying? If we could get both, if we could get Trump, then we could set DeSantis up. That would be great. Because if Trump could get in there and fix the economy, I mean, we have this massive inflation. People can't afford to fill up their gas tank. People at the grocery store, you look at these prices. I mean, for a pack of Coca-Cola, it's nearly $10. I'm just saying.
Right. They don't want to hear about January 6th. They want to hear about transgender. They want to hear about the oil prices, which they admit is Biden and the globalist. All right, Alex Stein on fire as usual. Please come down to the studio anytime you want this week. I'm going to be in the show trial, Sandy Hook stuff, where I've already been found guilty by the judge. Now we'll decide how guilty I am. I'd love for you to come down and co-host. That stuff all kicks off in early August. Thank you so much, Alex Stein.
I'll be down there. Thank you, Alex. It's always an honor.
Honor to talk to you. Now I want the listeners to have this burn in their brains. Owen Schroyer is on fire. There's a special guest with him as well. He's coming up for the next 2 hours. If your station doesn't cover it or carry it, they should. Infowars.com/show, band out video. Owen Schroyer, go to Infowars.com, find the link, and share it. All right. I'm going to walk through the martial law preparations of the biggest thing ever tomorrow, 11 a.m. Separately, I have spent 97% of the money I got. The little bit of money I got in my bank accounts is to pay for my house and my power bills and stuff. I mean, I've spent everything, which I don't judge myself how much money I have. But we had a little bit of reserve. I've spent it all. Thank you all for your support. But InfoWars is firing the bat signal. We have great products you need. InfoWarsStore.com. Do not wait. Now, the good news is, with supply chain breakdowns and other problems, a lot of our best-selling products hadn't come in almost a year. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing for your immune system, for your whole body, for inflammation. It's the highest level curcuminoid. That's the key thing in turmeric. It's 25% off, back in stock. Please keep us on air. Plus, experience turmeric, InfoWarsStore.com to get the body's ultimate turmeric formula. Also, new product. Over a year in development, Diet Force is all the natural concentrated, highest level ratings, just like our curcuminoid is, of compounds that are natural and healthy to make you up your immune system and lose weight. I'm still a fat ass, but I go up and down in weight. But I've lost 39 pounds last time I weighed last week. In the last 3 months, because the samples of this came in 3 months ago, I've been taking it twice a day. It works. And it doesn't give me jitters or problems. It is a clean, great product. InfoWarsStore.com is 40% off. Diet Force is now available. InfoWarsStore.com. Experience Diet Force today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And separately, it'll sell out by tomorrow. And it was a horrible seller. It's a high-end multivitamin mineral. I thought people wanted beard and hair support. We got it. All it is a high-quality vitamin mineral formula. Super high-end, organic, super high-quality. Since I started plugging 2 weeks ago, what it really is, because that makes your hair and beard grow, everybody's buying it because it's 75% off. That's below cost. Hair and beard formula, your last chance to get it. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we held back 1,000 Second Amendment coins at 1776coin.com. So key to fund the operation. Founding member coins, your last chance to get them at 1776coin.com. 1776, 1776, just the number, 1776coin.com. Last chance to get that. Owen Schroyer takes over.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.